Hi, everyone, and welcome to this mini-sode of the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Carmella.
Hello!
It's so dumb, and we are the Wine Pair. Okay.
Do you not like hello?
It's fine. It's actually, maybe people will go like, oh, this is different.
She can
different.
Say something else other than hi there.
Exactly. So if you're wondering what the hell mini-sodes are, right? Mini-sodes are short tastings of the Wine Pair Podcast that are meant to be fun and educational, like me.
Educational.
I'm fun and educational. Mm-hmm. And in this episode, we're going to discuss why some people make slurping sounds when they taste wine.
I mean, some people could find that a little, like, offensive.
Yeah.
Like, slurping. I mean,
you've heard people do this, right?
Yes.
Who does it?
My dad's been doing it for years.
I'll never forget the first time I heard your dad do it.
You'd never heard it before?
No, because I was never exposed to wine.
Oh, funny. That's like a thing.
It is a tonal thing. But when your dad did it, I was like, what in the hell
is going
on? Were
you like, rude? That's really a rude sound.
Totally. But it's like, when you're around wine nerds, like your dad or like me, like you, they do that, right? And again, like the first time I noticed it was with your dad.
Mm.
And I actually thought it was a little rude
the first time I heard it. I believe that. It's kind of weird.
But why do you think people slurp their wine, Carmella?
Because they want to, you know, try to call some birds in the neighborhood?
No. Do you think it has any relation to why people might slurp hot things?
I think when you slurp hot things, it's to cool something down.
Why would it cool it down?
I don't think they're doing that with wine. But I could be
wrong. No, they're not cooling down the wine. Just follow my logic here. Why would slurping your hot thing, why would it cool it down? What is it doing?
It's bringing in air.
Oh my G.
Oh my God.
And so why do you
think... Did I just pass that test?
Pass that test. So why do you think people slurp wine?
They're trying to aerate the wine or bring air into the wine?
That's right.
What does the air do to the wine?
What does the air do to the wine? I feel like we kind of talked about this in our previous mini-sode about swirling wine.
Oh, you're helping with the flavor or to enhance the flavor.
Yeah, so there's actually a couple of things. So already we know adding more air to the wine circulates, right? It brings flavors out.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it in your mouth, what's really close to your mouth?
Your tongue.
And your nose. No, actually, hopefully your tongue is in your mouth, not really close to your mouth. And hopefully your nose is not in your mouth, but is really close to your mouth.
Okay. Okay.
So your nose.
That was a pass
test.
Fail.
That was, you got
kinda
a
like,
70%.
I passed, but I didn't 4-point it.
So your nose is very close to your mouth. And as you aerate the wine, as you, you know, suck it in. oh my God. No, that is like, that sounds like you're smoking doobie.
Wow.
This is what it should sound like.
Wow. It's like,
and what you're trying to do is get more air into the wine. You're also aerating the wine and it's going up in the air and it's getting into your nose as well. So it's helping with the taste there.
Sometimes it makes you cough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When it goes down the wrong pipe. This is really random.
But sometimes it's like that little bit of like a wasabi. Okay.
Oh God, this is so weird. The other thing that it does is it kind of splashes or spreads the wine around your mouth. So you can taste it a little bit more. So your nose gets more of it, your mouth gets more of it. So it helps you understand or taste the wine. And slurping wine is okay to do with red wines. It's okay to do with white wines. We're slurping rosé today.
Is it really called slurping wines, or is there another technical term for it?
I guess it's aerating the wine. But the one wine you really don't need to aerate is, what do you think?
Sparkling.
Why?
Because it might make you cough. All those bubbles.
Well, the bubbles are already aerating
the wine.
They have
air in it.
Yeah. Okay. So they're already aerating. They're already bringing the flavors out.
Should you swirl?
You actually do not need to swirl a sparkling wine either. Yeah. You can swirl any kind of wine, but you can of course swirl or aerate in your mouth a sparkling wine. You just don't need to. Well, it's not really going to enhance it very much.
A champagne flute doesn't really lend itself to swirling anyway.
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. And the coupe glasses will just fly all over the place.
Big mess. That's then you'll not be invited over again.
Okay, so another question for... Yes, I'm not invited ever to anything anymore, I guess. Okay, but is there a right way or a wrong way to slurp wine?
Apparently, because I'm not quite sure I have it down.
Okay, well, the proper way to slurp wine, as I looked this up on the interwebs, is you put a bit of wine in your mouth, you swish it around. This is the way the professionals do it. You swish it around, and then you let the wine sort of sit on your tongue, You purse your lips and you suck in air.
Mm.
Very good, Carmela.
I almost coughed.
But, you know, you can find your own way to do it. My mouth tends to be a little bit more, I don't know, open or wide or something.
Hmm.
I would avoid, if you're doing it, I would avoid, like, gargling the wine.
Oh, wow.
I don't think
you need to swish it back and forth. You're like,
no. And you don't need a huge, well, some people do that. But you also don't need a huge amount of wine in your mouth to be able to do this. And then when to do it, when do you think you should slurp your wine?
Well, I'm guessing maybe when you're tasting it initially, especially if they're bringing it to your table and they're wanting you to test the wine or taste the wine, that's probably when you're going to do it. You could probably do it anytime you wanted, though.
You can. I mean, you can. I will say when you're at a wine tasting, great opportunity to do it. When you're with people who are really into wine, great opportunity to do it.
A little show-off moment.
Yeah. When you're at your, my mother-in-law is a little different. Your mom's a little different. But maybe when you're at your mother-in-law or father-in-law's house, you might not slurp the wine because they might not understand what you're trying to do. Know the audience.
Right, right. It's like anything. And like with my dad, if you had slurped the wine when you first came in the door.
He would have been super impressed.
Oh, you would have been in. Although I did meet you when I was 11. Okay, so maybe that wouldn't be a good idea. Don't slurp any wine I know that's a lot of information.
Disturbing.
But but I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't do it if you're underage.
How did you get so old? That's what I want to know.
Wait, what do you mean I'm old?
That wasn't slurping wine. That was
falling asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm putting you to sleep.
Let's slurp some wine, Carmela.
Let's try it. Okay, let's see.
Oh, that you're good. Mm. You're good at it.
Mm. I've been practicing.
Okay. Mm. All right. Okay, so that's it for this mini-sode. Check out our other mini-sodes to learn more. Send us a note if you want us to cover other subjects. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. You can visit our website at thewinepairpodcast.com. And in any of those places, you can reach out to us directly. You can DM us, whatever you want to do. And we'll have show notes on our website. And we'll include links to articles on this topic as well. So, follow us, subscribe, give us a rating and a review. What's the matter with you? Do it.
Yeah.
And remember, life is short, so stop drinking shitty wine. Ciao, ciao.
Bye. How much you love me and the happy end.